Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The White House Office of Management and Budget is finally reviewing EPA's final renewable fuels standard volume requirement rule for 2014. EPA sent final rule to the OMB for interagency review on August 22nd. EPA said that it had received 340,000 comments on the rulemaking. The World Trade Organization has ruled that several import restrictions imposed by Argentina violated global trade rules. The 170-page ruling largely focuses on the case brought by the EU, U.S., and Japan in 2012. Deere & Company unveiled another round of layoffs on Friday as the company continues to scale back agricultural equipment production amid weaker demand. Deere says it will lay off 460 employees indefinitely at its Waterloo, Iowa operations. The announcement comes just a week after the company said it would lay off more than 600 factory employees at operations in Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia during the 14-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door, 113,673 metric tons of corn, that going to Costa Rica during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,054. It's up 61 points. The NASDAQ, 4,071, up 16. The S&P 500 is 1,994, and it is up 6.5 points. Joining us now to look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The majority of the Midwest did see some important weather over the weekend. That included rain for many areas in the upper portions of the Midwest, including the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, as well as all of Iowa, and a big part of the dry region in northern Illinois also reported rain, along with a big part of that which had been drying out in Indiana as well. So much of the drier biased areas in the Midwest picked up on some significant precipitation. The majority of it was quite varied, but mostly moderate in intensity. A big part of Iowa saw some amounts in the 1 to 2.5 inch range. That would include north central into west central parts of the state and also across the interior south. We also saw some 1 to 2 inch rains in the far northeast corner of Iowa, which had been one of the driest areas. Northwest and central Illinois into Indiana saw amounts that varied more widely, running primarily in the range of perhaps 3/10 of an inch to an inch in some localized amounts of 1 to 2 inches. The driest weather over the weekend occurred in parts of east central and southeastern Wisconsin and from Michigan into portions of northeastern Indiana and also portions of Ohio. The precipitation that occurred to the southwest of that was still significant enough to improve soil moisture in quite a few locations. By far the driest region in the U.S. Midwest was from Kansas into southern Illinois. In this region, not only was it dry or mostly dry, but we also saw temperatures that ranged mostly in the 90s, up around 100 degrees, and the steady rate of drying depleted soil moisture and created some stress for some crops, especially in eastern Kansas and western Missouri, where there had not been that much precipitation in previous weeks. The forecast this week continues to promote a relatively good environment for most of the Midwest. There will be some repetitive thunderstorms coming out of Nebraska and ending up across parts of Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and this is inclusive of much of the region that saw some of the better rains over the weekend, so the ground will become saturated in quite a bit of this area. Another 1 to 2.5 inches of rain may occur temperature by this time next week. It all comes as scattered showers and thunderstorms with two or three different waves of energy, and because of that, we won't see a widespread flood problem, but we will have the ground saturated, and the frequent occurrence of precipitation will raise some concern about crop maturation rates. So we will want to see some drier and warmer weather coming back across some of these areas in the not-so-distant future. The marketplace is still abuzz about the prospects of frost and freezes, especially because over the weekend there was a little bit of frost reported in parts of Canada's prairies. There was also a little freeze of significance that occurred near Edmonton, Alberta, which is a long ways removed from here. But we do see some opportunity for weather systems to move across the Canadian prairies in the northern U.S. so that there will be some cooler bias developing as we move into September. But frost and freezes are not very likely in the U.S. Up in Canada, in the prairies, there may be another risk of frost tonight, and there could be some frost risk during the middle to latter part of next week. That one might be a lot more significant than whatever occurs here tonight. The bottom line is that we don't have to worry about frost and freezes early in the U.S., upper Midwest, but a normal frost freeze date is possible still, and it still looks as though we'll see a cold surge of air coming on as we move deeper into the autumn season, and the lower parts of the Midwest will probably see early frost and freezes. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lerner Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lerner Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lerner Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 6.31¾, down 1¾. Soft September wheat is 5.50½, down 1½. September corn is 3.60¼, down 5¼. December 3.67½, down 4. July 3.95, down 3½. September soybeans, 11.82¾, up 16¾. November, 10.36¼, down 5¾. Go out to July, 10.56¾, down 5¾. September soybean meal, 4.36, up 2.70. October, 3.66.20, down 90. September soybean oil, 32.63, up 27. October, 32.69, up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis at MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Look, Aaron, if you walk the soybean fields,
yes,
and you put your ear down, you can hear them growing in their pods right now.
I think that's a good thing. I think the rain was well received on Friday and then again on Saturday in parts of the Corn Belt. And, you know, over the last week or so, Dave, a lot of areas in the Corn Belt, including some of the ones that had dried out a little bit, have gotten some rain, and I think that's kind of setting the tone here to start the week here this morning, Dave.
Yeah, you're talking the northwestern Corn Belt. You're talking about parts of Iowa, southern Minnesota, those kind of places.
That's exactly right. And I think the Pro Farmer Crop Tour last week highlighted a few of those places. Even parts of Indiana, Ohio got a little rain here over the last few days, and those were some areas that were seeing some dryness, too. So it should go a long way in helping finish up some of the later corn and also adding some possibility of some bean yield onto the beans, I think, at this point.
And November beans is reacting accordingly, making new lows for its move today.
New contract low by a couple cents here, trying to hang just above that here this morning. A fairly quiet day here this morning. Not seeing a whole lot of excitement in corn here this morning. Did sell a couple cargoes each to Colombia and Costa Rica here this morning for new crop. Didn't provide a whole lot of excitement. You know, that 20-day moving average in D's corn, Dave, market's just trying to hang around that in that 369, 370 area on both sides of it for the last week or so, and looks like a fairly quiet day again this morning, Dave.
Well, let me ask you about that December corn contract, and let me put it to you this way. Could it be that the spike low at 358 might just well represent the pre-harvest low, given that basis can do the bulk of the work anyway from there?
Yeah, if you ask me, I think we're in a range-bound trade to maybe even slightly higher. I guess just a touch friendly from this standpoint in this 360 to 375 range. And I think you're right. I think we'll have some cash markets kind of helping pull us up a little bit. Not so much here early today, but I think as the week goes on, we'll see that kind of filter into the market again, at least trying maybe the top side of that range here, 375 area by the end of the week.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 360 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. December 367 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. November soybeans are 1036 and a quarter. They're down 5 3/4. July are 1056 and a half, and they are down 6. September soybean meal is 435.60. It's up $2.30. September soybean oil is 32.67. It's up 31 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.